We are learning Masech Tashkoram Daf Chesam Abeis, and we are beginning from the Gemara on the bottom of Chesam Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Tamon Tanin, learned in the Mishnah Masech Tashavis, Mefanim Afilo Arba V'Chamesh Kupas. If you need the room because of guests, or because people have to learn, and you want to move out some baskets of Tavua, the halacha is, you let them move it out on Shabbos, even though Tircha is usually also on Shabbos, Mokka Mitzvah is Mutter. And the shaila was, how big are these kupas allowed to be? Rav Zira Shal Rav Eisha, kama hu shiurim shal kupas. How? What's the share of these kupas? Omar Lesi answered from top of Chasam Beis from the next brisa, which you could have arrived from our Mishnah really. Nilmud sasum minam first. Let's learn sasum from the first place where it takes what the kupas are. The title of the brisa. The shal kupas shal 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 shahain tisha sa'in. They used to make a withdrawal three times a year, two months a lishko, with three kupas, each one three sa'im, which is a total of nine sa'im. Shehein, esrim sheva sa'im. And if you count all three times a year, it's 27 sa'im. Tarmim mes halishko. And that's the amount to take off the chumas halishko. And there's a chesbon why it tells you 27 sa'im. The Tikkun Chantan says because the halacha is that after you finish up all these, then you might have to do a new collection. It only happens after you finish all 27 sa'im. The cost of Alehim, you write in Aleph Beis Gimel. Now, why? This was, we said the Gemara is going to explain, this is it. Aleph Beis Gimel, why? Pay my cost of Alehim, Aleph Beis Gimel. Loimar, Mestapik, Merashayna, Kermashniya. You first have to use the first bucket for the second bucket. You don't have to use it up, but start from there. And when Ashniya, Kermashniya, and the second one for the third one. And we'll see in the Gemara in Daf Tes that you don't finish the first one before the second one, but you start it at least. And that's why it says Aleph Beis Gimel on it. So, the Gemara Vaita. We want to talk about Shiurim now, different Shiurim, Legabe. Avrakaisis and the Gavi Haritza, different things. Taman Tani learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Hamoitzi Yain. If someone carries out raw wine, which means undiluted wine, on Shabbos, so what's the shear that's chashuv enough to be chayiv? So it says the Mishnah Kedem Mezigas Kais, enough wine, enough undiluted wine to make a diluted kais of wine that's good for kaisal bracha. Rav Zeira Shal Shabbesha, Kama Shirum Shal Kais, what's the shear of Kedem Mezigas Kais? How much is that? Amalei nilmud sasmana first. We learn sasmana first. We're talking about Bchia. Bchia says the Gabi Abrakaisis. Abrakaisis Amru, Yeshdan, Revius, or Yayin Vitalki. The total of the four kaisis is Revius wine of undiluted wine. So that means a quarter of Revius is enough to make one cup of diluted wine. So that's the shear of Yayin Chai, is a shear, a quarter of a Revius. Amrav Yasi Ba'av, Mishra Vechran, the Rab Yehudihi. This Mishnah that gives a shear yayin gabi atzah Shabbos, that the shear is a quarter of a revius, which means kedem zigas kais, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because we learned the Tanunt and the Braisa, mayim, what's the shear mayim that's enough of shear to mechayim on Shabbos for atzah gede gemiyah? Like one gulp. Rabbi Yehuda and Miloshev ben Mesakila, enough to take off the eye ointment that they put on the eye for refuah, that's enough water for that. What about, that's water. What about yayin? Yayin. So yayin, if it's yayin, it's undiluted, kadei gemiyah, enough of a gulp. Who don't even know, kadei mezigah is kais, enough to make a mezigah of a kais. So you see that a Mishnah before, it says, a shir, kadei mezigah is kais, going to Rabbi Yehuda. So I think more about the yayin mazik v'kama. What about diluted wine? What's the shir? Mazik v'kama. The wine that's mazik, what's the shir that yichayev itzah? And Shvanah, I don't learn from this price that we just said over. That says in the Braisa, someone carries that mayim kadei gemiyah. It's a gulp. Who damn kadei lashu b'mem zekila enough to clean off the eye ointment. But it says vayter in the Braisa yayin kadei gemiyah, which means undiluted wine kadei gemiyah. Rabbi Daimer kadei mezigas kais enough to make a mezigas kais, which is a quarter revius. So what do you see? So how much is a kais? A revius. Hadam ro mazug kadei mezigas kais. You see that mazug is kadei mezigas kais. That's the shear of a kais. That if it's diluted, to be chai, if it's saw, it has to be a share of yis. Now, kamas yurim shall kais, what's the share of this kais? Rab Avin Omar, tetratoin or revia. It's a share called tetratoin revia. That's a share of our revias, is tetratoin revia. So, Mar Zanar Shaila. Ma'o shtoisim krakacha. You let her drink all four kaises one after another. Now, remember, Gemara Mesachim said clearly that in this case you are not Yotze. That's the Gemara Pesachim said, that you are not Yotze. But here, the Gemara here in the Shalmi is different than the Bavli. Ma'am says, Mekrach Echad. So the Gemara answers, Me da Omer Rav Mono, Omer Rav Yesi, Halel, Im Shomam Beis HaKnesses, Yotze. If you already heard Halel at night in the Beis HaKnesses, Yotze, you don't have to say it on the Seder. So Chaya, what do you do with the fourth Kais then? The fourth Kais is said on Halel, so what do you do with the fourth Kais? Da Omer, Im Shasam, Mekrach Echad, Yotze. See, you can just drink the Birchas Mazon Kais, and right afterwards, this Kais. So, you see, you could do it at one shot. That's what Sifma Gemara. But Avada, we saw Gemara Pesachim that Kuf Chesam Beis, that we paskin, it can't be drank with Tzufim. You can't drink it with Tzufim, and that's how we paskin Avada, and Shachar Aruch, and Tafayim Beis Ches, that you cannot drink it one after another. Ma'u Stoys and Piskon. What about drinking it like a little bit at a time? Not a full, you're drinking a full shir, but you drink a little bit at a time. And it sounds like even more than Gdei Achilas Pras. So the Gemara here also says, Shaloi Kehilchas, the way we paskin. The Gemara answers here, yeah, you could drink it slowly. That's the Derech Eres. Because Klum Amru, Elos Yishta, all it said was you have to drink the Kais. But Lo Yishtake, you shouldn't get drunk. Im Shasa Bepiskon, if you drink it this way, Afwein Mishtake, you don't get drunk. So it's perfect. You could drink it that way, slowly, slowly. Yoytza, the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. Ma'u lot says b'yayin shal shviyas. What about using wine from shviyas from a shmita year in a case where the wine was asa b'hana? It was after zman beer. Whatever the case is, asa b'hana. You're allowed to use it for abakaisis. Tana ravishya yoytza b'yayin shviyas. You are yoytza with yayin shal shviyas. What's the pshat? Because we have a klal mitzvah islav lehenis nitnu. Being yoytza a mitzvah something is not called a hana. It's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, it's not called a physical hana. And therefore, the halacha is mitzvah v'henes nu, and you can be yoytze the mitzvah with the wine shal shviyas. Ma'u lotze spekundentin. What about using wine, that sweet wine that has honey in it or spices, like spicy wine? Are you yoytze the mitzvah avra kreisus kundentin? So the Gemara answers, but the tani bar kapara kundentin ki yayin. The kundentin has a din yayin. Hada amra yoytze yayin kundentin. So you see, yoytze the mitzvah of dal kreisus with Yayin kundentin. Ma'u lots of v'yayin mezugin. What about using diluted wine? Zach the Gemara, and that's also possible. Tani Rav Chia, arba kaisis she'omru, yoytzim behem bein chayin bein mezugin, he said, a memra, that you yoytzim dal kaisis with say chayin, say mezugin, or vachim and tam umara yayin. It has to be a color of wine. It still has to have a tam wine. It can't be over diluted. And it could be that's really the Gemara's shayla. It doesn't mean regular yayin mezugin. It could be the Gemara. Either he didn't know the brisa before, or here it was even more diluted than that before, and was saying that you could even dilute it more as long as it has a tam yayin and a mar yayin. Omrav Yirmiya, mitzvah lotzeis beyayin adoim. It's a mitzvah to use red wine. Shenem al teira yayin ki es adam ki yitem because enoi. It's even that pasuk that red wine. Talking about red wine is very. Could bring you to drink more wine, but you see the wine that's supposed to be is the color of wine is red, and therefore it's more chil to use red wine. So the Gemara, Tani, mevushal kumetovel. The brayz that says mevushal kumetovel. It's not clear what this brayz is doing here. It's different shatim, but I think from Tikkun Charetin it's mashma that from this brayz that maybe belongs two lines later. We'll speak it out. But the brayz says over here mevushal is like metovel. Metovel means like kundentin, which you said was kosher. Mevushal is like that. So Mark clears the shaila. Ma'u lot says v'yayim mevushal. You had a yoytze the dalad koyses with yayim mevushal. I'm Rav Yoina. Yoytze v'yayim mevushal. You yoytze a mitzvah of dalad koyses with yayim mevushal. And that's what you pass on the Shulchan Aruch. It says it's better to use the Shulchan Aruch passing yoytze yayim mevushal. The Mizbrua says it's better to use the yayim. It's not mevushal, but if the yayim mevushal is better, then you can use yayim mevushal. Rav Yoina l'tamei. Rav Yoina said yoytze v'yayim mevushal. And Rav Yoina Latamek, we'll see a story in a second, but just to speak out, Tikkun Charetin puts in a girsa here, the head is Rav Yoina, no, the Yoitzim Yayim Avoshul, because it said in the Brayzim Avoshul Kimatovel. And we know Matovel means Kundutin, that's kosher, so Avoshul is also kosher. But Rav Yoina said Yoitzim Yayim Avoshul, so Rav Yoina Latamek, the Rav Yoina could have a Shasi Arba Kasi the Pisco, and he's a drink, his four, his Dal Kaisis on Pesach, his head hurt him until Shavuos. Have a Chazak Reisha at Chaga, he had a headache until Shavuos. Therefore, he has to cook up his wine in order to take away some of the strength of the wine, some of the content, the strong content to it. And you see clearly, he held that Yayim Avushal was kosher because that's what he did to help him manage with the wine. Zakta Gemara Vaita, Chamite Chodom Matrinisa Apeni Hirim. One time, a certain Matruna, a certain lady, a non-Jewish lady, saw Rabbi Huda Bar Eloi, that his face was shining. Amra, she said to him, Saba Saba, which means, you know, old man, Chadam Hayin Klas Milizbach, you sure have one of these following three things. Either you're drunk right now, that's why your face is shining. Like the Pasuk says, Yayim Sama Chlevavenash. Or you lend money to Ribbis, which is a great business. You sit home doing nothing and your money's making profit. Or the Magad Chazirat, also, which is a very good business, that's why you're so happy. Amalah, so Rabbi Huda Malay answered, no, you have it wrong. Tepe Gruchadu Yitzah. your spirit should get spoiled. The chad mila and tlas mila has been. None of those three things I have. I don't have any of those three things. Ella, why is my face shining? Ulfani shchiachli. I learn a lot of Torah. The hachik siv chachmas odom Torah panav. The chachma of a person shine makes his face shine. Ravavo asil tveria chamuni tamudai the Rav Yechanan apunirum Ravu came to Tveria, and Tamid Rav Yechanan saw his face was shining. Ravo must have found a treasure. Look how his face is shining. Oslagabe, but Reichen says not true. Let me go with him. Oslagabe, Omale, Maya Raisa, Charata Shmaita. Which new Shtikot Torah did you learn? Shemata, did you learn today? Which new Shtikot Torah did you learn today? Omale, Tesefta Atika, I found the old Tesefta. I learned the old Tesefta. Kari Allah, Reichen called him, Chachmas Adam, Torah Panav. Chachmas Adam, Torah Panav, that a Chachma of a person brings out the shine of his face. Amar Rav Chanan, Luga de Raisa, what's the shear of a lug in the Torah? It's like Tamnata Atika de Raisa Tzipayra. It's like the Mida called Tamnaisa, the old Tamnaisa that they used to weigh the tzir of dogim, like the fish juice. That's the shear of a lug. You want to show? Go to Tzipayra and see that measure, that measuring cup. That's the shear. Amar Rav Yain. I recognize this keli. The base of Yana Mechilim Dvash and Rav Yana uses this measuring cup to measure Dvash, honey. Tani, we learned the Braisa, Chatzi Shminis Tavronis, that the shear of a Vavias is a half of Shminis Tavronis. So the Shminis was the name of a measure in Tveria. It's half of that is the measure of, and the word is Hayishana. Tveria Hayishana. It's the old Shminis measure of Tveria. Half of that is a shear of Vias. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yechanan, Hadein Didanu." We have the same thing still. We still have the Chatzis Shminis around. So Gemara asks, "Lo Karle Atika?" So why do we call it the old one? So the Gemara, "When we call it Karle Atika, we begin to have Yemi. It was there in his days. It was still there in Rav Yechanan's days. Why are we calling it the old measuring cup of Tveria?" So Gemara answers, "Two terutzim. Is the Amri to have a zero rapsa that it used to be the sheer Chatzis Shminis? It got bigger, and now it got smaller again. So you're not going to be sure which one it is. You say the old one means the original one. Even though now it's the original also, but since it went in between, it got bigger, so you say the original one. It was small, it got bigger, and now it got smaller, but not like it used to be. So you have to say the Yashana. The only problem with this pshat is, when Yechanan said that he has it, he means, I don't know, he means the later one that's not the same one like that. So it's a little bit shver. The Goyin Taka looks like it's not Gerus, the second Teretz. And the Gemara ends over the last thing about the Shir. Kamu Shir, there'll be more thing about Yavesh, but the last thing about saying the Shir, Kamu Shir Shal Kais, Rav Yesiv Shir, Rav Yesiv Ben Paz, Rav Yesiv Rabbi, Rav Shir, Rav Shmuel, Etzba'ayim Al-Zba'ayim Arum Etzba'o Mechso Shush Etzba. The Shir is two Etzba'ayim by two Etzba'ayim, and the height is also two Etzba'ayim U'mechso Shush Etzba. Ayah Gemara says Rum Etzba. We know Pesachim, the Gemara says Etzba'ayim, and they have to change the gears to hear that Rum Etzba'ayim, Mechso Shush Etzba. Look at the Gemara Pesachim, I think it's the Afkuf Tes, where the Rashbam and Rashi, they make the Cheshbon explain exactly how you reach this level and know that this is a Revius.